I'm Marcy Silman, and this is The Art of Our City. Shoji Kawabata peers closely at a black and white photograph.
I don't remember doors like this. It was not Minidoka.
Kawabata's memories have faded a bit since this photo was taken 75 years ago, but he's pretty sure it's not a picture of the Minidoka Relocation Center. That's where he and his family spent 4 years during World War II. The Kawabatas were among thousands of Japanese Americans interned after the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. Kawabata remembers that day very well.
My dad liked fishing, so we were fishing. And we came back to the boathouse, and nobody would talk to us. And when we got home, of course, we learned about Pearl Harbor.
The following spring, the Kawabatas were sent to Minidoka, a bleak camp in the Idaho desert.
There was nothing, sagebrush. Sagebrush, ticks, coyotes, scorpions, black widow spiders.
Harsh conditions didn't stop internees from creative pursuits. They formed musical groups, needlework clubs, even a camp newspaper. 12-year-old Shioji liked to work with his hands.
Well, my father was a carpenter in camp, so he got me the piece of wood.
Kawabata carved a chain of interlocking circles, about 2 feet long, all from that single piece of wood. After the war ended, Kawabata brought his delicate wooden chain back home to Fife, one tangible reminder of his 4 years in Minidoka. He doesn't really talk much about those years. Shikataganai, he says, it couldn't be helped. Shioji Kawabata never thought of himself as an artist. He worked as an auto mechanic for most of his life, 40 years. He marvels at how much American culture has changed since his time in Idaho.
I was scared to go into Twin Falls, and I had to walk, be careful when I walked around the corner, somebody's going to beat me up. And now I go to the ball games, and they're all rooting for Ichiro.
From Auburn, that's The Art of Our City. I'm Marcy Silman.